to operate as best we can in adhering to both.
He says restricting their relationship with the feds beyond existing laws could impact other areas, like counterterrorism. The bill now heads to the state assembly. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Thousands celebrated late into the night in Chapel Hill after North Carolina won the NCAA championship.
We're celebrating being a campus, being UNC. This is Carolina at its best.
Fox's Chris Honig was at the title game in Glendale, Arizona, now joins us live.
Dave, North Carolina got on a roll late in the season and carried that through late in the championship game, scoring the final 8 points to win the school's sixth title. That's the third most in the country. Joel Berry II was the leading scorer with 22 points, also named the tournament's most outstanding player.
It's just an unbelievable feeling, and it's what we work for, and the ups and downs that we've had, it's all worth it.
The officiating, one of the big talking points in this one, 44 personal fouls called, 22 against each team. North Carolina hit just half of their free throws in the second half, though, Dave.
And Chris, on Wall Street, stock futures lower before the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony, Vox News Radio.
There are websites, and then there are websites. If your website is just enough to say you have one, you need to get in touch with AC Print. Make your website something special. AC Print can do that for you. Plus, they have promotional items, pens, cups, shirts, you name it. Need a logo? They can design that for you. Make 2017 the year you improve your image. Get in touch with AC Print. AC Print, woman-owned for 25 years. ACPrint.net.
They're giving them gift baskets, diapers, kitchen utensils, and voter registration forms. A letter signed by Jane Klebe comes with the forms. She points out that Nebraska welcomes more refugees than any other state per capita. Ms. Klebe, you Democrats, you don't give a rip that it's illegal for non-citizens to vote. This is such a transparent effort that you're engaging in.
Don't miss Rush Limbaugh, weekdays 11 to 2 on KERV 1230.
Your forecast for the Hill Country, calling for mostly sunny skies. Looks like a windy and warm day across the Hill Country with low humidity values. Pretty comfortable out there, but it will be warm. Highs in the middle 80s. Winds out of the southwest, 15 to 25 miles per hour with higher gusts possible. No mention of rain, at least not today or tonight. And we do see a cold front on the way. It will turn colder with lows in the 40s. Daytime highs in the lower 70s tomorrow with gusty northerly winds.
All right, Kerry, thank you. It's 7 minutes after the hour, 60 degrees. Don't forget the Ingram City Council meeting tonight. Welcome back here to the 8 a.m. hour of Big G's Texas Roadshow. Billy Don Burns going to be on the phone with us here in about 8 minutes or so. Ingram City Council, they're talking about mandatory trash pickup over there, okay? 6 o'clock in City Hall over in Ingram City Council. You folks over there need to get in there and voice your concerns. Let them hear what you're thinking about, okay? 60 degrees, clear skies, a high of 82 today.
Broadcasting live from the WodenArmory.com studios, it's Gordon Ames on Big G's Texas Roadshow.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Harley. Woden Armory. I am waiting with bated breath for a call from Chris King right now. Tell me that the new FNX9 is in. The matching gun to my FNX-45, yeah. So looking forward to that. And, you know, these guys got the lowest prices on firearms and accessories in the Hill Country, and that is no joke. I have physically seen it with my own two eyes. I've been to a couple other local area gun outlets and checked those prices against their guns, against the same gun at Woden, and Woden generally about 10%, maybe a little 15% cheaper. And if you are law enforcement or first responder, military or veteran, you get an additional discount as well. And they've got a layaway, one-third down, 60 days to pay. So for personal carry, self-defense, home defense, sport, or hunting, Woden Armory, that's what you need to think about. They need to be at the top of your list. They're on the web, of course, at WodenArmory.com. Located 1581 East Main in Fredericksburg, 830-992-3047. Chris is open today from 10 until 6, so swing by and stop in and visit with him. Okay. Plus, any of your Class 3 needs, suppressors, short barrel rifles, transfers, he can do it all. And he's got a great big supply of suppressors, and he's looking to cut some deals on them. So go by and see my buddy Chris King at Woden Armory. Huh, why didn't that play now? Well, it looking like it ain't gonna. Okay, well, then maybe we'll have to find something else. It's like a blank. It's like a blank there, yeah. How about some Chris Reeves? We'll see if this plays. That one? Let's try it. Where'd it go? Oh, man. Wrong place, huh? Cut and paste. Change. Next and play. Ah, yes.
In romance, 'cause heartache's on the rise. Wedding bonds are worthless, just fancy words for lies. Invest in malt and barley, brewers, yeast, and hops. Then every time you drink a cold one, you profit from. Liquidate your holdings on your rings and dry your eyes. Head for the nearest tavern and put your four-wheel drive in gear. It's gonna be a bad year for love, but a real good year for beer. Took out all my savings and I bought some shares in love. Invested in a diamond ring, I swore that was enough. Some blamed it on the drinking that caused my wife to leave. But now the beer pays dividends. Don't you see the bad year for love and hard times for Valentine's. So liquidate your holdings on your ring and dry your eyes. Head for the nearest tavern and put your four-wheel drive in gear. It's gonna be a bad year for love, but a real good year for beer.
It's Chris Reeves on the road show this morning. That is a real good year for beer. 15 minutes after the hour right now. Expecting a call from the great Billy Don Burns. And while we're waiting on him, let's go ahead and get this break out of the way.
Give me a chance while I'm in foster care. Volunteer to speak up for me in court.
Give me a chance. Be by my side during meetings with lawyers and social workers so I don't feel lost and alone.
Give me a chance and volunteer to keep me safe while they help me reach a permanent and loving home.
Become a court-appointed special advocate or CASA volunteer. Your time can help keep neglected and abused children safe, giving them a chance at finding happiness. Every child deserves a chance. It's you. Visit BecomeACASA.org today.
Kerrville is home to some very talented orthopedic surgeons. Did you know that Peterson is the only hospital in Texas to be a five-star recipient in total knee, total hip, and hip fracture for five consecutive years according to health grades? Learn more about our expanded Center for Orthopedic Health and let us help you get back to life, back to the active life you love. Call us at 830-258-7336. Peterson Regional Medical Center, your life, our calling.
There's a lot to be proud of in Kerr County. Our schools, theaters, our historic sites, our beautiful river and its tributaries, the hills and the wide open sky, live music, night spots and parks, and it's a sportsman's paradise. Our lifestyle's a little more relaxed here, and that's how we like it. So be proud of where you live, because there's lots of reasons to be. Celebrate Kerr County. A little reminder from your friends here at Revolution Broadcasting.
Hi, I'm Harley.
I'm James.
I'm Gordon.
We want to invite you to listen to Roundtable.
Catch us Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays after Rush.
Roundtable on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 2 to 3 o'clock.
And Sunday, right after Rush.
On KERV 1230, it's the Roundtable.
Listen live at KERV1230.com. And check out the Roundtable on Facebook.
Your forecast for the Hill Country, calling for mostly sunny skies. Looks like a windy and warm day across the Hill Country with low humidity values. Pretty comfortable out there, but it will be warm. Highs in the middle 80s. Winds out of the southwest, 15 to 25 miles per hour with higher gusts possible. No mention of rain, at least not today or tonight. And we do see a cold front on the way. It will turn colder with lows in the 40s, daytime highs in the lower 70s tomorrow with gusty northerly winds.
All right, very whoa.
Americans. I'm Todd Stern.
Stop that. Okay. Yeah, we don't want to get carried away too much with all that. 17 minutes after the hour, waiting on Billy Don to call. Matter of fact, I'm going to send him a quick little message here. You calling? Question mark. All right. Okay. All right, it is 8:18 this morning, and we are here, AM 1230. It's amazing what goes on. The folks who know folks, who around folks, who are with folks, who the connections between folks. Just got a phone call from a young lady who said her son plays guitar with Billy Don sometimes and lives here in town. Wanted me to say hello to him. So we will do that when we hear from good old Billy Don Burns. In the meantime, while we're waiting, why don't we see if we can't, let's not wait anymore. KERV, good morning, you're on the air.
This is Billy Don Burns for Big G, Gordon.
Billy Don Burns?
Yeah.
This is Big G.
All right, how you doing, Gordon?
I'm great, Billy, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, buddy. Was Marble Falls, Texas last time we seen each other or not?
I'm thinking Marble Falls, Texas. No. You've been to the studio since then.
That's right. Yeah,
yeah, you came in the studio one morning. I guess y'all played Luckenbach either the night before or were going to that night. But
yeah,
it's been a while, but we still keep up with each other.
That's right, buddy.
I want to tell you how much I enjoy your new record on Rusty Knuckles Music, man. Graveyard Montgomery is wonderful.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that, Gordon. It's so great when you got DJs like yourself that play Dallas Moores and people, you know, like myself, it's like telling me that you don't have no fear. Of course, as big as you are, I'm sure you don't have any anyway. But the people down there in the Hill Country are fortunate to have somebody that don't spend what the major record companies tell them to, you know, and I salute you, Gordon.
Well, I appreciate it. Now, the major record companies don't even know that I exist, and, you know, and I like it like that.
Hell yeah.
You know, because, you know, my whole deal is, and there's been a lot of great music that has been made through the years, and I will continue to spin some of my favorites. But there's so much good music being put out right now in an underground sort of way, I guess, for lack of a more descriptive term, I will say underground, because you've got to be looking to find this stuff. You know, it's not pushed out through every pie hole syndicated radio programming network out there. And, you know, I call that stuff the lowest common denominator. And this stuff is the real stuff. And I just really, I get real, almost, I'm not going to say giddy, but I get pretty excited every time one of you guys puts out something new that I can listen to and share with the audience.
I bet you don't get no more excited than I did when Catherine said that Big G wants you to do a show this morning.
Well, that's very kind of you, Billy. I mean, you know, you are you're a legend in the music world, and you know, to be able to call guys like you friends and be able to just you know, make a contact and say, hey, if you're not going to be sleeping in, getting some more beauty sleep, why don't you call in and let's talk a little bit?
Well, you know, next Willie and Billy Joe, I'm probably the oldest one out there, you know.
Right.
Billy Joe was born in 39, and I was born in 49.
Right.
And
you still
doing it. Yes, he is, buddy. And, you know, I went and seen him a few months ago, and he was better than ever, man.
Oh, yeah.
Had it packed out down in Little Rock, Arkansas, and we had a good visit, and he's a good one.
He really is, and, you know, he's just, you know, whether you it's the first time you meet him or the last time you saw him, he's the same old boy. He is just good as gold, and always, you know, makes you feel like he enjoyed the time he spent with you as well.
You know, I met Billy Joe in 1972 when I was writing for Hall and Howard, and and we've become friends over the years, and one time me and him, and back when Eddie Joe played with him, we played a club in Huntsville, Alabama. Was there, I think, three nights, and Saturday, our second night, Billy Joe married one of the waitresses that he just met. I don't think it lasted too long, but and I can't say nothing because I've been down the aisle six times myself, so.
Well, yeah, you just like that. You just like that that theme song to the wedding, don't you? The wedding.
I like get all teary-eyed.
Yeah.
About two or three weeks later, when they run off of the car, you know, that's when I get teary-eyed.
Two or three weeks later, when they run off with a car, is that what you said?
Yeah. That last one I married, number six, I was working with Shooter Jennings, and we played the Buffalo Rose in Denver. And she wanted to go to California with me, and we stopped in Las Vegas and got married, of all things. And she ran off with the car. And you know, Shooter called me, it was wintertime, and he said, man, I've got you on a big show with me and Billy Ray Cyrus in Hollywood. Can you be here in 8 days? And it was below freezing. All I had was a little Harley Davidson. And I said, I believe I can make that. And it took me all 8 days, but I got there because it was below freezing. I'd just ride a little bit and have to stop.
Right.
But, you know, it's old.
That's pretty outlaw there, Billy Don.
Yeah, I was 65 when I made that trip You know, this, I was a paratrooper in the Army, and I had my silver wings on the back of my helmet, and I, it was getting warmer. I was out around Las Cruces, New Mexico, and this kid followed me into a truck stop, and he said, "Man, I was a paratrooper in Afghanistan," and he said, "Let me give you this, some kind of Army issue, like a stocking. You pull over your head and pull it down, and it was really warm." And I said, "Man, I appreciate that." And he said, "Do you always ride this fast?" And I said, "Little brother, I've had three Harleys, never had one that had the speed on for work." I said, "How fast was I going?" He said, "95.
Well, you know, you don't want to do anything to arouse any suspicion when you're out riding around, Billy Don.
That's right. Yeah. You end up in jail or something.
Yeah, well, the Crossbar Hotel, huh? Mm. So, let's see, you put out two albums in a pretty short time, Night in Room 8 and then Graveyard Montgomery. That's,
Well, I tell you, Gordon, I'm a lucky guy. You know, I guess I can mention it. I did 13 months in prison, and it wasn't no big deal. I just couldn't do that probation, and the judge, when he caught me, sentenced me to 2 years, and I did 13 months, and Willie wrote a letter to him and asked him to, told him I was a good boy, made some bad choices, and I think the judge held that against me. I think he thought I was somebody special because they said, "Boy, he was hard on you today."
Oh, man. So,
but
well, it worked for Billy Joe. I guess he thought it worked for you, too. Yeah. Of course, that was in Texas, never, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and I was in Kentucky. And, I don't think the judge liked Willie much more than he did me, evidently, because that letter didn't do much for me. But I appreciated it, I tell you that, buddy.
Yeah.
The goodwill, man.
Gee, thanks, Willie. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing now? What do you got planned? What are your plans? What do you playing as much as you can? I know that. You going to tour on this album a little while?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to hire me a bass player and a drummer again. I ain't had a band in a while, and you really need one out there. And that's our next move, and got some good shows coming up. Got one. Is it Roscoe, Texas?
Yeah, out at the Lumberyard.
Yeah, at the Lumberyard.
Wow.
With Dallas and what's that? That's the big act from down there. That has the award show.
Oh, Dale Watson.
Dale Watson and Dallas Moore. Yeah.
Okay. When is that going to be?
When is the Roscoe, Texas? We don't know, Jordan, but.
Well, we'll be looking. We'll be looking for that. And you know, Roscoe's not but a hop, skip, and a long jump from here.
Well, boy, I tell you what, I'd love to see you. And I tell you what, if you turn up, I'm gonna tell them I'd like for you to introduce me. Cause we had a good time in Marble Falls, didn't we?
Oh, we had a great time. Yeah, that was a good show. Daryl Dasher was there, and
a lot of good acts, Bridget and Daryl, and
Lisa Pankratz was there. Didn't she come in and play drums? And
my old buddy Steve Young, his son was there.
That's right, Jubilee.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, Steve Young, another great one, man. Another great one.
You know, when Harlan signed me to Wilderness Music in 1972, he rented a little office upstairs to Paul Tannen, don't tell him, he's my friend. Steve Young was his writer, and I got to know Steve, and of course then he wrote all them great hits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lonesome Wandering in Maine. You know, my favorite Steve Young song of all time was the White Trash song.
Yeah.
All my cars are broke down. Good. They lay in my front yard. I ought to get one together, but the work just seems so hard.
Yeah, he's great, man. You know, and I had a good cut on Cody Jinks. He cut my Gather Creek Church off of that first Rusty Knuckles album I had.
That's right.
He's used me on a couple of shows, and buddy, he sells them out, and that just sent from God, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's nice to see these guys remember their roots, you know, and to pay tribute to the guys who were instrumental in them getting to where they were, to where they are. So that's...
Yeah, you know, him and old Whitey Morgan, I was in like a halfway house in Kentucky, and they asked me to open for them in Louisville, and of course, Whitey did my song "Memories Cost a Lot," and
right.
And they made me the star. And I told them, I said, "I'm doing this free because I was right there, you know." And I said, "I know you boys both got bands," and their manager brought after the show brought me over $400, and I said, "Man, I'm doing this free." And he said, "They said to take this money, Cody and Whitey, and they wouldn't have it no other way." So they're good boys, I tell you that.
That is great. That is great. So let's see. It is April now, and you don't know when that show is. Well, I'll check around. I'll do some checking with the folks up there at the Lumberyard and find out when that show is going to be. And
Okay,
Billy. It's okay. What we'll do though is we'll make sure that the folks down in this part of the country know about it, because that's going to be a heck of a show, and I would encourage anyone that can make that trip to go to see Billy. Of course, with Dale and Dallas, you know, that's just going to be make it round the show out. But
I'll tell you what, really round it out, Gordon. If you do get to make it and introduce me, it'll be great, man.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I will work toward that end then, Billy. I promise you.
I hope you make it, brother.
Well, hey, I got a telephone call shortly before you called. A young lady here in town says that her son, I guess, Jeff Wilson.
Jeff Wilson.
Guitar player out of Nashville.
Yeah.
J.W. Younger.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, that's her son, and she told me to tell you that J.W.'s mom says hey.
She's a sweetheart. I can't remember where I've seen her last, but her son played with me for a few years, you know, and back then, Willie'd use us every now and then, we had a lot of fun together, me and J.W. did. You know, he's a good boy.
That's great. That is good. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, folks turn up, you know, and the connections made across this country, and it's been pretty cool, especially, you know, with the some of the social media sites on the internet. It's allowed us all to become closer and, you know, start getting the music out there. I mean, it's got to be a whole lot easier to gather fans now.
Absolutely, Gordon. It's the best thing that ever happened to people like me, really. Thank God for social media.
Well, you're not planning on just retiring up there into the mountains and leaving all this fun behind, are you?
Well, brother, I tell you what, my 401k don't look too good, and by the grace of God, I'll be doing this till I fall over dead, I hope.
That's the mark of the true troubadour right there.
But yeah, I tell you, Gordon, you know, has it been easy? No, it ain't been easy, but it's been a wonderful life, man, getting to met almost all my heroes. A bunch of them got my songs. It has been good, man.
Man, that's great, Billy. Yeah, I guess, you know, at the end of the day, you can't, as long as you've had fun and enjoyed what you're doing, that's all a person could ever ask for, I think.
Absolutely, Gordon, and I'm sure you probably feel the same way with what you've done, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. No, this is it for me. This is what I enjoy. This is the fun because of the fact that I do get to meet and get to know guys like you, Dallas, and some of the rest of them, and get to hang out and hear the stories of the road and the stories of the old days in Nashville from you. I mean, it's always a lot of fun for me.
I love reading that. I read it ever so often where you was flipping burgers, went to work for Slim Whitman, and he had that red bus. And I mean, that's what it's all about out here, right there, you know.
Now, Billy Don, shocked or amazed or disappointed if I told you that all that was made up?
Well, not really, I guess, but it entertains me still. Like I say, I read it quite often. I just, you know, I like Sim Whitman, and I can picture you. It's like me, you know, getting to run with Waylon and them boys back when I was first coming to Nashville.
Right.
You know, I never got a Waylon cut, but I never really played Waylon's songs, and I could always get in to see him. Waylon liked me, but every time I'd go get the nerve to go play him, you know, I was a kind of a new writer back then, but every time I'd go to play him something, Billy Joe would be there, or Jack Clements, or Chris Christopherson, or there's always a big rider there every time and just scare the hell out of him. And when I got to start hanging around Willie some, I said, I'm going to play Willie some songs, and he's got two of mine now.
Yeah.
So, but every time I get the nerve to do it with Waylon, there's always a big rider every time, you know.
Oh, that's great. That is a great story, Billy. It really is.
And when I read your Slim Whitman thing, it reminds me of me, what I did, you know.
You know, my dad was a big Slim Whitman fan. We listened to Slim Whitman, Roy Acuff, Jimmy Rogers. That was a lot of the stuff that we grew up listening to around the house when we were kids. And,
yeah.
You know, when Slim, they started having the TV albums, they were selling the TV albums, the television albums.
Yeah.
Slim Whitman, you know, I guess I was probably on up into high school by that point, and we used to always make fun of him and give my dad the business about it, you know. He's big in Europe, you know. Of course, now you find out being big in Europe is the place to be big, you know.
Yeah.
So, but no, it's, you know, I grew up with all that stuff and still have very fond memories of it today. One thing that the old man was not real enthused about was when the movie Mars Attacks came out and they played one of the Slim Whitman songs there to they found out that was what killed the Martians here on Earth. So he didn't see the humor in that like me and my brothers did. But
people are serious about their artists, ain't they?
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Gordon, it's a pleasure to know you, man. Like I say, that show we did together down there. I mean, how could you not like Big G? You know.
Well, Billy, that's very kind of you to say, and I appreciate it. The feeling is mutual. I was talking to Gary Hayes here not too long ago, and we were talking about you came up in conversation. I guess it was about the time that Graveyard Montgomery had come out, or when I got my copy of it, and we were talking about that, and I told him, I said, you know, I said, I've got a night in room 8. And I said, it came to me, Billy sent it to me, and it's sealed, still in the wrapper. I said, I need to open that thing up and listen to it on record player. He said, I would suggest not to open that thing up and just save it for a collector's item and just pass that thing down to your kids. Because
oh, good. He's a nice guy. You know, he's turned up at several gigs, he's a good man.
He is a good man. You remember Big Lester up there in Fort Wayne, Indiana? Big Lester told me to tell you good morning and a big hey and howdy as well.
Yeah, I ain't been to Fort Wayne in a while, but there's another fine fella too right there.
There you go. Well, Billy, it has been a big pleasure of mine this morning having you on here. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you taking time out of your morning to give us a call and talk about what's going on in your world and tell us some stories. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gordon. And man, I'm looking forward to Roscoe. We'll have a big time. And And hopefully we'll have enough time where we can go out and break bread together. And
that sounds like a plan to me, brother. Yeah, okay, and buddy. I'll be talking to you. I will be talking to you as we get closer to that, and we will plan on coming up there and seeing y'all.
Okay, buddy. And Catherine, don't we tell you, as soon as Ralph sends us those caps, we'll shoot you one off in the mail, buddy.
All right, and I got.
I told her, I said, Jordan probably put it on his console or something, because I ain't never seen him in nothing but a cowboy hat.
Well, I'll put it on top of my cowboy hat. How about that?
Yeah, I don't know, you're pretty cool now, Gordon. I think I'd stick it on the dash or something.
Billy, thanks so much. And I got a couple of T-shirts I'm gonna get sent up y'all's way for y'all, too.
Old Josh Morningstar was playing out there in Los Angeles around the movie stars and stuff. He wore your shirt everywhere we went. So you send me one, I'll do the same thing, brother.
That sounds like a plan. That sounds great. Thank you, Billy. Take care of yourself, and my best to Catherine as well.
Thank you, brother. Love you, man, and thank you, Gordon.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, Billy.
Goodbye, brother.
All right, man. Hey, Stale. All right. Very good. All right. There it is. Billy Don Burns on the road show this morning, and I hope you enjoyed that. We'll try to get that thing up on the website. We've been having some issues getting some of these podcasts up. But I'm going to get to the bottom of that, and we'll get that one where you can go back and listen to it if you want to at the KERV1230.com page. We're going to take a break here in the WodenArmory.com studios and come back, and we're going to play you a little something off of the Graveyard in Montgomery CD from Billy Don Burns.
Americans, I'm Todd Stearns with this Fox News and Commentary next.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Bryce Main is a senior at Eufaula High School in Alabama. The other day, he discovered his grandmother had never been to the prom. So Bryce, being a good Southern boy, decided to ask his beloved Nanny to be his prom date. She said yes, but the school district said no. They claimed Nanny was too old. They also said there were safety considerations. They act like Nanny was going to sneak a flask into the prom and spike the punch bowl. On Monday, the school district doubled down on their granny ban. So instead, Bryce is taking Nanny to the Eufaula Country Club for dinner and dancing. Turns out Nanny loves Elvis. Bryce picked out a few of her favorite songs. I suspect the king would have some mighty nice things to say about Bryce Main, a fine Southern gentleman who loves his nanny. And shame on Eufaula High School. What in the name of Sweet Home Alabama's going on with you people? Let Nanny go to the prom. I'm Todd Stearns.
Woden Armory, 1581 East Main in Fredericksburg, has the lowest pricing on firearms and accessories in the Hill Country. Buying, selling, and trading new and used firearms. Discounts for military, veterans, first responders, and law enforcement available. Layaway now with one-third down and 60 days to pay. Full line repair and manufacturing is also available at Woden Armory. Handguns, long guns, ammo, and accessories with new items always arriving. For personal carry or self-defense, home defense, sport, or hunting, think Woden Armory first. 1581 East Main in Fredericksburg. 830-992-3047. That's 830-992-3047. And on the web at WodenArmory.com. Demonstrations and training classes coming soon for suppressors and ARs. Woden Armory. WodenArmory.com.
Your forecast for the Hill Country, calling for mostly sunny skies. Looks like a windy and warm day across the Hill Country with low humidity values. Pretty comfortable out there, but it will be warm. Highs in the middle 80s. Winds out of the southwest, 15 to 25 miles per hour with higher gusts possible. No mention of rain, at least not today or tonight. And we do see a cold front on the way. It will turn colder with lows in the 40s, daytime highs in the lower 70s tomorrow with gusty northerly winds.
All right, Carrie, let's take a check here at 44 and a half minutes after the hour, see where we're at. 61 degrees, sunny skies out there. Going to be like that all day long. Little front going to roll in. It's only going to be a high of 69 tomorrow after a high of about 82, 83 or so today. Many thanks again to Billy Don Burns for the time this morning. Always a pleasure to talk to Billy Don and hear the stories. And, of course, that's second only to listening to the music.
Some folks make a buck and play some honky-tonks. Ain't nothing new, it's the way my life has always been. Then it hit me hard that I was here to talk with him again. In a graveyard, in Montgomery, in a storm. This ain't the first time that I stood here at the graves of Hank and Audrey, not knowing what to say. When I go south on 65, I usually end up here. He OD'd back in 53, so why do I still care? In a graveyard, in Montgomery, in a storm. Deafening sound, I'm higher than the dark clouds, lightning crashing down. I pray to God if I get struck, my guitar won't be harmed. In a graveyard, in Montgomery, in a storm. Hank, why do you torture me like you do? Can't forgive the Opry, Hank, for what they did to you. Standing here at your monument with a needle in my arm. In a graveyard, in Montgomery, in a storm. In a graveyard, in Montgomery.
Billy Don Burns on the road show this morning. Man, and social media is just blowing up after this. Folks listened to it, liked it, enjoyed it, saying hey and thanks and all that. Richie Albright, he said, man, I only caught the last 2 minutes. I said, go on demand. Go to KERV1230.com. Go to the Texas Roadshow page and scroll down to the 8 a.m. hour on demand. After 9 a.m. this morning, and that will be up for 24 hours. And as soon as I can find out what's going on with this website, why it's not letting me post my podcast, we'll get it up there as well. If you want to check it out and listen to it. Again, don't forget the Ingram City Council meeting tonight, 6 p.m. You folks out in Ingram that are tuned in this morning, they're going to be talking about the mandatory trash pickup over there. So, you want it or not? You just going to sit back and let them make that decision? You going to go up there and tell them how you feel about it? What are you going to do? A lot of, there's some folks in Ingram that make a living going out picking up people's trash a couple times a week. And, of course, that's going to go by the wayside if they choose the big international company to come in and haul your trash for you. So whatever y'all want to do over there, that's your town. Y'all go out there and make it happen. That's tonight, 6 o'clock, Ingram City Council meeting.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. Bids are due today on the first design contracts for the border wall with Mexico, and interested companies are preparing for the worst. Contractors want to know if authorities would help if workers came under hostile attack. Another company asked if employees could carry firearms in states with strict gun control laws. And it is sure to be an interesting next few days. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats' planned filibuster of Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch is a new low, but stops short of saying he'll change Senate rules to confirm him. But that does seem to be the case, McConnell strongly indicating that he'll change the Senate rules so Gorsuch can be confirmed with a simple majority in the 100-seat chamber. 60 votes are now required. McConnell has said how Gorsuch is confirmed depends on what Democrats decide to do. For more details, visit srnnews.com.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/start. That's ZipRecruiter.com/start. ZipRecruiter.com/start.
Justice Radio returns to the talk of Texas. Join private investigator Stephen Rombaum every Wednesday at 8 a.m. on AM 1230 KERV. Stephen will be discussing fraud, scams, missing persons, and more each Wednesday at 8. Listen locally on KERV 1230. Stream it live at KERV1230.com and download the free KERV app. Justice Radio with Stephen Rombaum Wednesday mornings at 8 a.m. Call 830-282-1543 to talk to Stephen. Justice Radio on KERV.
Secret Agent Man. Hi, everybody. Brian Kilmeade here. We're thrilled to be on in beautiful Kerrville, Texas on KERV 1230. You're going to love the show. I mean, we have newsmakers, great reporters, great personalities, and my personal opinion, which is always right on the money. At least I think so. And don't forget, I got firsthand knowledge of these power players because I've been doing this job for the last 19 years. And here's a little secret. I also have a lot of fun. And we always talk a little bit about sports and a whole lot more. Don't miss a minute of Kilmeade and Friends on KERV 1230.
Your forecast for the Hill Country, calling for mostly sunny skies. Looks like a windy and warm day across the Hill Country with low humidity values. Pretty comfortable out there, but it will be warm. Highs in the middle 80s. Winds out of the southwest, 15 to 25 miles per hour with higher gusts possible. No mention of rain, at least not today or tonight. And we do see a cold front on the way. It will turn colder with lows in the 40s, daytime highs in the lower 70s tomorrow with gusty northerly winds.
All right. I like it. A cold front, baby. A cold front. 53 minutes after the hour, 61 degrees out there. This just in from NFL.com. Okay. For all you Dallas Cowboy fans, let's see, this happened, this was posted at, about 20 minutes ago. Tony Romo has chosen retirement. Okay. Well, I guess if he wants to continue to walk, that's probably a good move. Tony Romo, what is he, 37 or something like that? So, I don't know, good, bad, or indifferent. You happy about that? You happy about Romo retiring? I'm really surprised that he hadn't retired before now, but he has opted to do so. And let's see what else we've got going on here. I told you about the Ingram City Council meeting tonight. Okay. Susan Rice has been found guilty of, she requested to unmask the names of the Trump transition officials. You know, it's 211 days until Halloween. Online activists are petitioning Amazon to remove a Donald Trump-themed costume they claim is racist. Racist. Now, let's see. We got something about the races here. Where is it? Let me see if I can find it.
What the hell kind of country is this where I can only hate a man if he's white?
Mm-hmm. For $20 or less, Amazon offers a nylon and spandex white onesie with a brick wall print and the words, Mexico will pay. In the past 10 days, more than 500 people have trolled Amazon and signed a petition calling for them to stop selling the outfit. Of course, they say it's despicable xenophobia, nothing more than modernized version of the Ku Klux Klan robe. They say the Latino community will not sit idly by as companies like Amazon help to further normalize white supremacy. That's Geronimo Saldana, affiliated with the activist group Mi Gente, and who created the petition. You know, Amazon also pulled their sexy burqa costume as well as a doormat with the words Allah on it. All right, so it's offensive now to wear a Halloween costume that says build the wall on it. Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs, is it not? Yeah, let's see what we can get out of here with. Anybody say Bob Dylan this morning? See you at 2 o'clock for Roundtable.
John is in the basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat badge out laid off. Says he's got a bad call for to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10. Maggie comes fleet-foot, face full of black soot, talking that the heat put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says the man, he says they must bust an early man. Orders from the DA. Look out, kid, don't matter what you did. Walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose, wash your clean clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Oh, get sick, get well, hang around the inkwell, hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get bought, get back, ride frail, get jail, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, they're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters, grilled by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool. Don't follow leaders, or watch your parking meters. Short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Tired be success. Please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't lift. 20 years of schooling and it put you on a day shift. Look out, kid, to keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals and try to avoid the scandal. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work cause the vandals took the handle.
Thanks for being with us, and until we meet again on the radio, on the screen, or in person, this is Roy Rogers saying goodbye, good luck, and may the good Lord take a liking to you.
Amarillo, San Antone, any old place I call my home, I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul. Dallas, Fort Worth, San Angelo, Houston, Austin, or El Paso, I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul. It is there I know my places. I see only smiling faces. And so, partner, the rest of the world's not worth a pound of good old Texas dirt. I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul. Corpus Christi, Del Rio, west of the Pecos or old Waco, I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul. Sweetwater, Beaumont, Wichita Falls, Port Arthur, Brownsville, I hear you call. I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul. Where the tumbleweeds are growing, I know it's there that I'll be going to stay. I've been a Texan since my birth, no place like it on this earth. I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul.
where the tumbleweeds are growing. I know it's there that I'll be going to stay. I've been a Texan since my birth. No place like it on this earth. I gotta go.
Here, Killbeat and Company.